This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce on a Monday morning broadcasting from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America and around the world, too, at the speed of the Internet, plus to our great friends down there listening to us in the Caribbean on AM 1000. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for help keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there tonight working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks very much for doing what you're doing. Keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And without further ado, here she is, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so our CENTCOM commander, General Kenneth McKenzie, was over in Bahrain, and he was talking at the regional security conference over there. And he pledged a continued American security commitment to the Gulf despite the Trump administration policy shift to prioritize threats from China and Russia. And in the meantime, he inferred, without saying directly what it was that was going to happen or how it was going to happen, he inferred that Iran was still perhaps in the stages of maybe putting something together like they did on September the 14th when they went after the oil refinery and the oil fields in Saudi Arabia, the Saudi Aramco company there, that maybe one of those type of attacks might be in the offing in the not-too-distant future. Now, correct me if I said anything that's not right or straighten that out however you want.
Well, he has said that there are credible threats that are emanating from Tehran. But what they're necessarily trying to do is connect these threats and these, we have some operatives in the region. So they're trying to assess, what Iran is doing. So when he gave his speech with foreign policy, he said that, you know, Tehran is certainly continuing the same kind of attitudes and behaviors that it has done previously,
mm-hmm.
such that he has warned the other Gulf nations that they need to certainly be ever watchful for whatever Tehran may have planned based on their previous behaviors, especially with the strike to the Aramco site, which consisted of both drones and missiles. So now we've got 14,000 military in the region. I think what was it? We sent 1,000 more just to Saudi Arabia. So we've got an awful lot there that are ever watchful for what is happening and what, chatter is out there and so forth and so on. But there is, he says that the threats are credible, but then again, you know, everything that Ron says is, I would argue, credible, but there is nothing specific that we're really watching for. So We have the Abraham Lincoln that went through the Straits of Hormuz last week. Mm-hmm. I would argue that some of that was because of the planned trip, the secretly planned trip of Pence to be over there for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But also to have it there, at the ready if something else, occurs.
Now, we have Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Iraq, and Oman that are all being urged to put together a coalition to work together with Washington. Is that correct?
Well, they are. They are. Also, the UK is part of this, as is Australia. So there's a lot of coalition countries, if you will, that are certainly paying attention, especially when it comes to the maritime security going through the Straits of Hormuz.
Okay, now, Rudy Giuliani says he has an insurance policy that will clear the president, and if anything were to happen to him, it would be released to whoever or whatever. What's this all about?
Well, yeah, he met with some Ukraine officials in Barcelona, I think, back earlier in the year. And apparently there's been some subsequent meetings and phone calls and cooperations that Giuliani has worked in cadence with some designated people at the State Department. So he apparently has a safe, I would say a bank vault, stuff with documents that he says that will exonerate Trump. So, and then he just he hasn't been on TV, but he put out a cryptic tweet, I think, Friday or Saturday, saying that anything happens to me, there are instructions on what to do to get these documents to exonerate the president.
And, of course, according to a report, Rudy Giuliani, one of his associates released audio and video to the House Democrats on the Intel Committee, I believe, right?
Yeah, it's complicated what's going on there.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, Denise wrote an article. She wrote more than one, but we're going to talk about one of the articles when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. but maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pao de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pao de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. And remember, the members of the USCCA have the peace of mind knowing that they're protected against any type of crushing legal fees in case something happens to where you get charged when you have to defend yourself. Because remember, the last person standing is the first person that's going to wind up being charged in most cases. And they also, the USCCA, also gives their members access to exclusive world-class training, too. So you can not only learn what it is they do, you can train to be a better person to be able to defend yourself. Now, I want you to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. There's a USCCA logo link right there on the right tab. And when you're there, click on that red, white, and blue logo link. The first thing that you'll see is a window that'll drop down. Do you want to register for the free gun a day giveaway? And every day the gun changes at midnight. So obviously you want to do that. And good luck to you, because we want to announce a winner on the program. We've come real close, but haven't quite made it yet. And the other thing you'll see is there are three levels of membership. And if you become a member of the USCCA, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which is also every month when you get it, you'll get various discounts and things in there, too. So that's the USCCA website. Click on the logo link on my website, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, over the weekend, you wrote an interesting article talking about the thousand talents, and you talked about espionage, you talked about whether or not it's stupid, you talked about, let's just go along with that and see what it is that you were talking about there.
One of the many programs that China has in order to steal intellectual property to perform espionage, there are many of them, the Confucius Institute, which I've written on several times, There is yet another one called the Thousand Talents. Now, Senator Ron Johnson, who's the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, he had a hearing last week, and apparently there's actually 200 separate programs that China has. But anyway, the Thousand Talents program is essentially a espionage operation where it operates under the J visa, which is cultural, educational, blah 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 blah. So we give all these Chinese personnel a J visa to come into the United States, and they can either do a work study program, a study program, or get assigned to internships and all these other kinds of things. Well, they're stealing. I mean, it's just stealing. Mm-hmm. Now, we had this one particular Chinese fellow who was operating in New Jersey on an organization called the China Association for International Exchange of Personnel. Well, he had been operating this company in New Jersey since 2017, and he was helping Chinese fraudulently obtain a J visa, which was this organization, actually a front group, for a lot of years. Now, how many people have these J visas? About 44,000.
Mm-hmm.
How can the FBI, who is tasked with chasing these people down, begin to have some kind of management over this abuse? We can't. So we don't have an idea about how big the abuse and espionage domestically really is here when it comes to theft. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we actually had one by the name of Ed, who was operating out of San Francisco as a tour director,
mm-hmm.
and it also went all the way to Columbus, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But he was stealing secrets from U.S. aviation and aerospace companies. Now, how did that happen? Yeah.
Yeah.
There was another one with Monsanto. Then we've got one that was operating for 3 years that was doing dead drops. So what I'm saying here is, you know, somebody really needs to go over to from the White House over to the State Department and say, you know what, we're going to stop this J-1 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're going to say no more Chinese. I mean, it's not that FBI Director Christopher Wray has been at least in two hearings and has given other speeches about this very thing.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI doesn't have these resources. They can't do it alone. So we are shooting ourselves in the foot.
I realize this is probably not a fair comparison, but remember all the trouble they had, all the revamping they did with the H-1B visas?
Okay.
Is this sort of similar as to how they went around to resolving it?
There are an estimated 70-plus different kinds of visas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the beginning, remember that Trump wanted to put a ban, he wanted to do a suspension
right.
of travel coming into the United States from a handful of rogue countries.
Mm-hmm.
China was not one of them,
mm-hmm.
but I would argue perhaps the type of visas that China was abusing to come into the United States should have been. So my sense is I think somebody at the State Department or maybe even an outside organization needs to do a real study
mm-hmm.
on our visa programs. I mean, because some countries have, you know, they can travel visa free, especially
yeah.
those that have out of Europe. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a national security, it's not a threat, it's a real thing, it's happening. And it continues to fester. So, now this is complicating all the matters with between the United States and China when it comes to both Hong Kong and where that's going. By the way, good outcome yesterday with the vote.
Yeah, we need to get into that too.
Trade,
yeah,
mm-hmm. the trade deal. So things, mm-hmm. and then the human abuses is going on in China. We are not allowed to deal with countries that have proven human rights abuses, and obviously China does.
Now, Hong Kong's Democrats romped to a landslide in symbolic majority, a big win in district council elections after residents turned out in record numbers on Sunday to vote following 6 months of the anti-government protests in the city. However, is this going to get them anywhere?
Well, it will want more of a grassroots kind of thing. They've got about 211 seats that have not been assigned yet, but the majority that have been assigned as a result of the elections are for freedom. So now there's going to be a bigger problem. And the bigger problem is because the House and the Senate, I may get some of this wrong, but it, there's a piece of legislation that says that we are to punish, sanction, or whatever it is that they have in the language. I'm challenging listeners to help me with this. Against China for their abuse and their crackdown on these freedom protesters. China doesn't want Trump to sign this. So which do you do?
Well,
you know,
before
do you stand with freedom or do you go against the farmers?
Right. And speaking of freedom, the attorney for Lieutenant General, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, Sidney Powell, came out and said categorically the FBI and the DOJ hid info that proves Michael Flynn's innocence, and she has proof of that. Holy cow.
Yeah, we know that because that's why she did the two filings.
That's right. But how soon is this going to turn itself around? And will this mean that even though the Lieutenant General pled guilty to a charge, will he get off as a result of all of this or not?
Well, they haven't sentenced him. So what they would necessarily do is throw his plea out. But the judge, I mean, whoever this judge is, has Sidney Powell's two filings. So the judge has to render a decision.
Okay. Any estimate on time? Because a lot of people are thinking that this. Okay.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, you'll probably see it today. And then one other little thing. Devin Nunes is planning on suing CNN and the Daily Beast for the fake news against him. What do you think will happen there?
Well, that's understand what happened there. I don't know if you do or not, but they did a setup just to see who would lie about a trip that he allegedly made and didn't.
All righty.
I got caught.
We will talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks very much. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're coming right back with our next Military and Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 8...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has been asked to resign, and there's three different reasons as to why.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he asked Spencer to leave because he bypassed chain of command and talked with the White House to quietly resolve Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's demotion. President Trump is tweeting that large cost overruns contributed to Spencer's firing. Spencer himself has released a letter. He says he was fired because of his refusal to follow an order that he thought would violate good order and discipline, saying it was unethical. Some winter weather is forecast for this weekend in the Midwest and Northeast. AAA's Jeanette Casolano.
We recommend leaving any day other than Wednesday. Wednesday is definitely going to be the worst, especially between the 2 and 7 p.m. time period, depending on which city you're in.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and it's time for our second military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one right down here in Clearwater, Florida, right in our backyard, Tampa Bay, U.S. of A., and here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school, that more have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that in most cases will not pay them quite as much as what they think, because what they don't tell you is that you'll start out as an apprentice, or you'll start out as what we call an 80%er, especially if you're in a job that happens to involve the union. Now, many of the welding jobs, the plumbing jobs, electrical jobs, pipe fitting jobs, truck driver jobs, forklift operator jobs, construction operator jobs, many of those are union. So you won't start out at the top of the heap. Now, if that doesn't bother you, fine. But if it does, I have an idea that could make you $50,000 to $60,000 a year right off the bat and possibly more, simply based on your own God-given ability. Now, the National Aviation Academy can fill the void that you have and give you a great career path. All you got to do is check them out online, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, they have two locations, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And it would behoove you to give them a call at 800-659-2080, set up an appointment, and ask to take the tour. You're going to be astonished by what you see. You're also going to hear success stories that you haven't heard before in just about anything that you've been doing in your early career. But this is a way for you to step into a high-paying, in-demand job that you won't have to worry about whether or not you're going to have a job in the next week or two. So there you go. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, or 800-659-2080. Now, in news coming from the Army, on the heels of the fielding of night vision goggles with options for thermal and rapid target acquisition software earlier this year, the Army is now on track to field a mixed reality headset that would add a host data options into the view of every grunt. So you talk about being able to seek a target in the middle of the night, in the dark, find it, locate it, destroy it. Oh, yeah, this would be the real deal. Now, the Army's newest soldier skill test is proving to be a sobering reminder that many soldiers are not experts at the basic combat skills they need to survive on the battlefield. So, the expert soldier badge will now be a test, and it will give a wake-up call to many of the non-infantry group troops that are out there. We'll see how that all plays out as well. Now, the Navy will allow the former commanding officer of the guided missile destroyer Fitzgerald to retire at his current rank with all of his benefits intact. That's a good thing because, remember, he got seriously injured because he was in his bunk when that other ship collided with him. Also, the Navy has paused proceedings that could strip Eddie Gallagher and three other SEALs of their tridents, while the Navy Secretary himself was asked to step down by the Secretary of Defense. A written order to formally stand down has now been issued. And the U.S. Navy recently achieved a milestone in the development of its advanced aircraft recovery capabilities for its new supercarriers by pulling off 22 aircraft landings in just over 26 minutes. That's phenomenal. If anybody's been on an aircraft carrier, that is absolutely phenomenal. Now, New Mexico's Environmental Department needs $1.2 million to study plumes of toxic chemicals that are seeping into groundwater from two U.S. Air Force bases in New Mexico. We'll see how that comes about. In other news, the Air Force has sharply cut the number of jobs eligible for reenlistment bonuses in the fiscal year 2020. By the way, the female security forces airmen will soon see new updates to the bulky uniforms that they wear while guarding bases worldwide, according to the general in charge of acquisition management and logistics support for the U.S. Air Force. And the Wounded Warrior Regiment, CO, Marine Corps, was fired recently for his job performance and personal leadership choices. The commanding officer of the Wounded Warrior Regiment in Quantico, Virginia, was fired for a loss of trust and confidence in his ability to lead the unit, according to the Marine Corps. Wow. By the way, NATO plans to modernize their AWACS fleet at a cost of $1 billion. NATO wants to eventually replace its Cold War era warning, the early warning or aircraft they've had since the Cold War, but will in the meantime upgrade the jets at a cost of $1 billion. And Raytheon was recently awarded an additional $386 million for foreign Paveway bomb buys, the Paveway family of weapons. These are the kits that turn dumb bombs into precision-guided bombs for Allied militaries. And Lockheed Martin announced that it's contracted with the Japanese Ministry of Defense to produce two solid-state radar antennas for the Aegis Ashore in Japan. Spy 7 sets is what they call them. Now, female veterans in Congress are pressing the Pentagon to cover a type of mammogram that increasingly is being accepted as the standard of care for early detection of breast cancer. Right now, they have to get the permission and pass legislation to do that. This charge is being led by the new House Caucus Committee Chairman in charge of the administration's policies for government operations, Carolyn Maloney, Democrat of New York. And the Trump administration has also sent dozens of letters to residences in California, New Mexico, and Texas, notifying owners that the government is going to survey their land for future border barriers. So, it looks like as if the wall is going to be expanded along some of these private properties that are there, where currently all they have is a fence, or a barbed wire fence, to say the least. As a matter of fact, the last time I was down along certain sections of the New Mexico border, it was a single strand of barbed wire, similar to what they would have to keep cows in a field. That was the border fence. Hopefully by now, though, that's changed. Hopefully. Now, coming up, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and I know he is going to be loaded for bear this morning because there's a lot of different financial news out there that we need to get into, including an investor that bet $1 billion on the market crashing. I'm going to ask Chris what he thinks about that idea. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends down at Mixon Fruit Farm. So let me tell you something. They had an event, a Harvest Festival event, Saturday, and they had a bunch of people wandering around down there. I mean, a bunch of people. And the parking lot was full. The overflow parking lot was full. Where they park over there in the orchard was full. Where they parked across the street was full. And the traffic kept coming and coming and coming. They had people out there directing traffic. They had the sheriff out there. I mean, holy smokes. It was the biggest crowd I'd ever seen for one of those. And then a special shout out to everybody that stopped by to say hi to me. I was very easy to find. I told everybody I'd be by the Groveside Cafe. And sure enough, that's where I was when people walked in to find me. But the thing of it is if you haven't heard about the Groveside Cafe at Mixon Farms, you need to go there. Because they've got lunches and brunches and early afternoon deals just to absolutely take care of your whatever type of appetite you've got. You want one of those great, big, amazing Superman subs, and I mean big, get one of those. You want just the nightclub sub, which is a little bit smaller in size, get one of those. Now, the other day I had the BLT, which is the Applewood bacon. That was really, really good. somebody had a forklift burger. It was right beside me. It looked like one of those old-style captain's burgers when you stick a couple of patties together and all that. Great big burger, but really good, large and in charge. By the way, they've also got the pot roast that's there, too, slow-cooked, piled high, covered with Swiss cheese. And, of course, the renowned Cuban sandwich. Wow. I saw several of those floating around in there, too, when I was there on Saturday. But Mixon's Grossside Cafe, open Monday through Saturday. Certainly open for lunch and for brunch and for mid-afternoon. They love their local regulars. They have people that come over from the bus garage across the street that come over there every day. Now, if you want to call in your order, 941-748-5829. And remember the orange swirl ice cream. Wow. Wow. So that's Mixon's Roadside Cafe, located inside Mixon's Fruit Farm store at 2525 27th Street South. That's 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. And make sure when you go there, you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. That's great food that's there. And again, thanks to them for putting on a great event over the weekend. Now, a gentleman by the name of Ray Dalio, who some of you might know, has denied the fact that he wrote in a LinkedIn post that he had made a $1 billion bet on the stock market crash occurring. A $1 billion bet. He said that the Wall Street Journal article that was published Friday, based on his post in LinkedIn, was wrong, that he never said anything of the sort. Well, I tried to find the article, and it was gone. So you got me, but if somebody made a statement like that, first of all, wouldn't you have to have $1 billion? That's number one. And number two, why would you do such a thing? You're trying to wish bad luck on everybody around? I mean, a stock market crash. Okay, that was his prediction. Now, also, Google workers have protested the company's brute force intimidation when it comes to some of the things that they're telling them they've got to do. But then again, you know, when you work for a company, generally you wind up doing what the company tells you to do. You don't have the job, right? And, of course, 1 billion people's data was left unprotected last week on the Google Cloud server. How about that one? 1 billion people's data was left unprotected on the Google Cloud server before they noticed it. Gee whiz. By the way, Amazon's $10 billion Pentagon challenge, proving that Trump meddled in the Ukraine. It's a $10 billion challenge from Amazon. No takers yet. And not to be forgotten about, banks are cramming for the federal risk test, which comes up this quarter right now with ripple repo effects. They're afraid of some banks maybe being forced to shut down, because this is what they do, the risk test, when they determine what banks need to be shored up or if a bigger bank needs to take over a smaller bank, that sort of thing. It's happened a lot. In certain areas of the country. It just all depends on what it is that's going on. By the way, Kellyanne Conway was on television yesterday a couple different times, and she said the White House is currently preparing for a Senate impeachment trial, and they're setting up everything that needs to be done in case it goes there. Again, right now, there's still some doubts as to whether or not it's going to get out of the House, because there are 31 congressmen and women who are up for re-election in states where Donald Trump carried the states quite successfully. And the general consensus in those states is these congressmen and women run the risk of being voted out of office for not supporting the president. So, that being said, that could upset the balance of nature, and guess what? The balance of control in the House of Representatives, to where Nancy Pelosi, once again, is a one-term speaker. But then again, somebody please show of hands. Has Nancy Pelosi done a good job? I'm looking for hands. Don't see any. I got two hands down the hallway here, but nobody's holding them up. Okay, so we'll take that as a no. But that being said, this is what happened the last time she was speaker. She got in there, and at that time, they rammed a whole bunch of stuff through because they had the supermajority in the Senate. Remember that? And they ran a whole bunch of stuff through without any thoughts of anything else happening. That's when we got Obamacare, and we got the cash for clunkers or junkers, whatever they called it, and the other stuff was along the line. And how did all that work out? Well, cost a lot of money, and it helped a few people along the way, but it didn't help the ones that I think that they were trying to aim at helping. But that's just me talking. Also, Julian Assange, remember him? WikiLeaks? More than 60 doctors have written to British authorities asserting that Julian Assange is very ill and needs medical care. So, we'll see what happens there. But that's being reported right now, and I don't really know what's going to happen. Good morning, Al. How are you? Al's chiming in from Nebraska, anxiously anticipating the snow. And, okay, Al, you're telling, all right, correctly. All right, he's telling me that somebody reported something on Fox News. All right, got it. By the way, good morning there, Susie. How are you over there in Polk County? Hope you're having a good day. Chiming in on the chat room here. I just happened to notice that. I should have seen it earlier, but I didn't. Okay. And by the way, Eric, I want to thank you for chiming in. And also, JW, how you doing this morning, my friend? Sondy up in Wisconsin. Hello, Sondy. How are you? Tammy, nice to hear from you. Scott, running for mayor in Valdosta. Scott, I hope you win. My vote's for Scott James. If I could vote, I'd be up there voting for him. And Tom out in California. Tom, how you doing? By the way, Frank Silvato will be coming on the program here in just a few minutes. It's his birthday. He's 39 today forever. Just kidding. And then, of course, Ron up in Detroit is chiming in. And hello to Detroit. I forgot to say hello to Detroit this morning. But hello to everybody up there in Detroit listening to us. And Windsor, too. Yeah, just let Julian hang there. Okay, all right, there you go. All righty, and I will be right back. We're coming back with our good friend Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. So don't go anywhere. You got your coffee now. Okay, all right. I'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.